thank you for listening to one of the audio messages from Cornerstone Church Airdrie. My name is Brad, and I have the privilege of serving as the lead campus pastor and primary preaching voice at Cornerstone Church Airdrie. So if it's me you're hearing speak today, or if it's someone else, our desire is still the same. We pray that you are so encouraged, that you are built up, challenged, and inspired. Through these messages, our hope for you is that you would grow in knowing God, knowing His hope, knowing His purpose, and knowing His power. We believe that the God who spoke all through Scripture is still speaking to us today, and we pray that as you listen to this message, the heart of God would be speaking to you. Enjoy the message. God couldn't be everywhere, so He made mothers. This statement is not theologically accurate at all. It's an old Jewish saying that describes the significant role mothers play in our lives. Motherhood is one of God's greatest gifts to humanity. A loving, committed mother is indispensable in our development as people. Mothers instill powerful social and nurturing characteristics in each generation. It's been shown that children learn principally from their mothers the virtue of sacrifice, sharing, valuing others, compassion, and community, and a host of other interpersonal values and skills that enable humans to live together in peace. Biologically, women are designed for self-sacrifice. When pregnant, a woman's body focuses its primary attention on nurturing that new growing life developing within her. Her body will automatically prioritize the needs of the unborn baby over her own. And this inherent gift for self-sacrifice, of course, isn't only biological. After her children are born, a mother will continue to sacrifice for the needs of her children. She will do whatever she can to assure her children have what they need, be that a mother who stays home or a mother that works more and harder outside of the home. When Paul the Apostle described his love for the church in Thessalonica, he used a metaphor of a mother's love to describe how deeply he cared for the Thessalonians. He said to them that he was like a gentle mother who tenderly cares for his own child. When God describes His love for Israel, He did so with a motherhood metaphor. He told Israel, "I will comfort you like a mother comforts her children." I'm reminded of the closing of the great biblical book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs, this book that's helped millions and billions of people through millennia live better lives, closes with a tribute to women. That's right, the last words of the book of Proverbs doesn't extend praise to God or exalt manhood. It speaks of the beautiful, indispensable role that women play in God's creation. After 30 chapters of directions on living the good, godly, noble life, the book of Proverbs closes with these words to godly women. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates." None of us came into this world without a mother. And in these days, more than ever, motherhood is a conscious, deliberate decision by a woman to enter into the noble, God-like act of loving self-sacrifice to participate with the God of creation into bringing a new life into the world. And each one of us have been brought into the world since we're here. God gives us the gift of mothers. Biologically, or especially in the context of a church, as family, God has gifted us spiritual mothers. Paul will speak to this in Romans 16, where he will say, "Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has become a mother to me too. Biological mothers, spiritual mothers, these women are blessings given by God in our lives. And so with today being Mother's Day, as a church, we are so grateful and we are so thankful for all the mothers in our midst today, for all of the roles that you take on, for whatever your role in motherhood looks like, biological, spiritual, whatever it may be in your life. We are thankful for you. Thanks again for listening to the message. I pray that your heart was blessed by what God had to say today. If you'd like to connect further with Cornerstone Church Airdrie, there's a couple things that you can do. You can find us on the internet at cornerstonefoursquarechurch.com and select Airdrie from the homepage. If you'd like to connect to a pastor at the church, you can do that through our website. Once you're on the Airdrie page, just click on the New Here tab in the main menu and our campus pastor from the drop-down menu. You can connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Cornerstone Airdrie, or you can follow us on Twitter at CS Airdrie. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and get new content delivered directly to you. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, as that helps people find us easier. We're so grateful to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our community in Airdrie and with you today. At Cornerstone Airdrie, we are a family not by blood, but a family that's been bought by blood. And you are a part of that family. As family we go. Everything like a child.